title?
Sure. Do I look over there, but stay here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just plant it. You can look at whoever's kind of asking the question.
Okay, sounds good.
So yeah, just stating and spelling first and last name for us.
Okay. My name is August Slim. I'm a volunteer pilot with Pilots to the Rescue. We're here in Madison, Wisconsin today. We're currently waiting for the Beagles to arrive in ground transportation. And we have some kennels behind us where they'll be transported over to New Jersey and meet with some East Coast animal rescue organizations. That way they get medical care, they get behavioral care, and eventually out to loving homes.
How does today's rescue kind of compare to kind of the average one you guys see? Is it more, is it less animals? Is it kind of similar situation that you guys see? I imagine everyone's different, but.
That's a good question. So as far as our missions go, we do specialize in getting animals from overcrowded shelters and making sure they go to shelters that are specifically no-kill, which is very important. We save them from being euthanized. The thing that's special about today's mission is that they're coming not from a shelter, but a research facility. So that being said, this one was sort of an emergency mission. It wasn't normally something that was on our docket. It was a surprise to us. So.
So this obviously has gained national attention. To be a part of this operation, what does it mean to you?
Being part of Pilots to the Rescue means being able to use your pilot's license in service of others, making change in the world. Instead of just using your license to get a cool job, you actually get to serve not just the animals and give them another chance, but these animals are going to humans that will love them, and it'll help with their depression, anxiety, grief, whatever they're going through. So in a way, not only do you help the animals, but people get family members. So.
When you say this was an emergency, like, how short notice was it?
That I can't say because it was really only short notice to me.
Oh.
So I don't really know the specifics, sorry.
One day?
Okay. A day.
Whereas you normally kind of know what you're going to be doing, how far into the future.
Exactly. So with Pilots to the Rescue, we have a great team, one person on our team being a coordinator. So she has a docket of the missions that are upcoming that the pilots can get on and volunteer for. So this one specifically with the Beagles wasn't on our docket originally, so that's why we call it an emergency mission.
And how many other missions have you been part of?
I believe four.
Okay.
Four.
What are those emotions like? I mean, when you guys touch down and you're seeing these animals kind of go to their new beginning.
The first emotion that comes up is definitely gratitude, but I do want to highlight how different it is seeing it on camera. It's a different feeling when you actually see their malnourished bodies in person and their very cute faces in person. It's definitely a different vibe versus just seeing them through a screen, for sure. It's a very emotional thing to be part of, and lots of feelings of hope for them and excitement for them. And even though they come looking very sad, we don't really know all of their stories, but you know what their future is gonna look like, filled with lots of love, so that's always a good thing. Yeah.
How long is the flight gonna take, you think?
About, if we have a tailwind, 4 hours. If we don't, 5 hours. So pray for us.
Yeah. Sorry if you already mentioned this, but are these crates the amount of dogs that are going with you, or how many dogs are going with you, if you know?
20. Oh, is it 20? 22?
20 to 20.
Oh, right, okay. So Pilots to the Rescue has air transport and also ground transport. So in the air today, we're taking 20 Beagles, and then on the ground, it'll be 40.
And why, I guess, fly them instead of all of them being ground transport? Is there kind of like an urgency to it, or is it just a way of making sure they're getting to where they need to go?
Well, one of the barriers for animals actually finding new homes and preventing them from being euthanized is transportation. So having an airplane gives us access to quicker transportation, especially if there's medical care involved.
That's all I've got.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I was in media trying to say something else. Hold on, let me think.
Have you ever met, like, the families that they go to, or you just, like, deliver them and you don't know kind of where everyone ends up?
Well, Pilots to the Rescue has a relationship with a few different shelters. It's a good relationship, I would say. So if we wanted to actually keep up with the animals, we have access to that. We can't say we know everyone's journey and everyone's story, but I know that just on our mission yesterday, I got the contact of one of the veterinarians because I was especially invested in one of the cats that we rescued that had broken legs from getting hit by a car. And so I was very connected to this cat for some reason. So I asked for the vet's contact, and she's sending me updates as we speak on that cat.
So this is a very personal thing for you?
For me, I have a rescue myself, and I love him, and so when I see other animals that were in a similar situation, or even worse, they were almost euthanized, it's very touching to make sure that they get a second chance at life instead.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right,
let's get you inside.